6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I've been studying hurricanes, not tornadoes, hurricanes. I've been looking at the development and the stages that these depressions go through to actually become a hurricane. Initially, in the first stage, you just have a tropical disturbance, clouds building into columns due to the rising of warm air, moist air. Wind develops in a circular pattern, counterclockwise. Then the next step is you get from a disturbance to a tropical depression. Clouds continue to build. Air at the top of these clouds becomes a little more unstable as it cools, generally. Heat is released into the water vapor. But if the air at the ceiling of the cloud stays warm, the clouds continue to rise. The winds begin to move out away from the high pressure. Wind spreads. The wind speed increases. Then you have, generally, at 39 miles per hour, when the winds reach that speed, the depression becomes a tropical storm. The winds calm in the eye of the hurricane or in the eye of the storm, because it's much more massive. And there is a eye at that point, so you do have an area of less disturbance, less winds, breezes. But when the winds reach 74 miles per hour, then the storm is officially a hurricane. These storms at that point are at least 125 miles across. The cloud ceiling at that point are up to 50,000 feet. You know, the airliners, they generally steer around any disturbance that reaches that altitude. At that point, the eye is 5 miles to 30 miles wide. So it's sizable. Now, they have what they call categories. And the first category is when the winds are 74 to 95 miles an hour minimum. Secondly, then you go 96 to 110. These are minimum storms at 74 to 95. 96 to 110 miles an hour are moderate. 110 miles an hour, that wind is moving pretty fast. But they consider that to be moderate. Thirdly, from 111 miles an hour to 129 miles an hour, they say it's extensive. Then from 130 to 156, they say it is extreme. And occasionally, if you go above 157 miles per hour, they can consider that catastrophic. And with the size of that storm, maybe 100, 150 miles wide, winds in the most severe parts of the storm, 157 miles an hour plus, catastrophic, a lot of damage. The reason I'm beginning with presenting to you hurricanes is because we have been in a storm pattern in this country since the time of Jimmy Carter. And with each president following Jimmy Carter, hurricane winds have increased. Politically, economic, our involvement in the overthrow of governments internationally, our, as a nation, our push for world hegemony has been insatiable. Each president has desired to be that one president that eventually would be the final president of this nation. It's been in the minds of every president. At some point, you would think that there would be one president due to change in the country that would remain in power for decades during World War II. Roosevelt. If we'd have had nuclear war at the time of John F. Kennedy, we may have been in a dictatorship from that point to this point. I think everyone suspects that at some point America will go into some type of a system of control where we know George Bush Sr., he wanted to remain in power forever. The same with Bill Clinton. George Jr., he thought about it. Barack Obama, boy, what an appetite for power this man has. We'll be back.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Naturally Inspired Health Summit, Real Solutions for Healthy Living, June 24th at The Ranch by the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland, Colorado. Come and meet your community in health. Robert Scott Bell from The Robert Scott Bell Show, Maxine Holler from Kids Braintree Fort Collins, Wendy Scipione from MPB Health, Lauren Kubla from Synergy IV Wellness. Get your tickets today at NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Stop the thing that you do.
the corrupt professional Republicans and Democrats in America have put a spell on the American people because we belong to them. They consider us to be their possession. They can do whatever they desire to do with us. Rob us, kill us, institutionalize us, take our children. They put a spell on us. Going back to the analogy of a hurricane and the making of a hurricane, America has not yet seen the high catastrophic hurricane that is coming to this nation. With Jimmy Carter was, you could consider him to be minimum. And all that, this hurricane that I'm speaking of began with Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter set something in place in this country that has ruled this country from that point to this point, and really more so recently than initially. Senior Executive Service. Jimmy Carter is the man, the president responsible for Senior Executive Service. Agencies within the United States government, individuals in these positions that run these agencies, appointed. They don't work themselves up through the ranks. They are appointed. Once appointed, they are there until they die or until a new appointment by a succeeding president decides that the president wants someone to replace the existing official. You can't fire him. You can't replace him. You can't argue with, you know, in the Bureau of Land Management. Whoever the president wants in that position, no one within that department can object. The president, it's his choice. He appoints. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. So, the hurricane that began with Jimmy Carter was minimum. Now, then you go to the next category, moderate. This took two administrations, Reagan and Bush. So it was actually a 12-year period of time to increase the wind velocity in this country, in the political world of evil, from 96 to 110 miles an hour. Bush actually Reagan was forced to put Bush in the position of vice president. And Bush, behind the scenes, it was a dual presidency, co-presidency. Reagan, yes, but Bush also. Then Bush wins the election after Reagan, his 8 years are finished. And Bush is only given 4 years. I was talking to a group of friends. Bush cried when he realized he was not going to get a full 8 years. Bush is greedy. He already had 8 years roughly with Reagan and his own term, and now he's whining because he doesn't get a second term. But you see, the globalist had plans, and the next individual that they wanted in power to continue their objectives, their globalist push, was Bill Clinton. Now, Bill Clinton, he and Bush Jr., for their two administrations, they took the hurricane velocity even higher. They took the velocity up to 130 to 156 miles an hour. And so with that, they continued the evil of this nation here in the country. The hurricane, the velocity was extensive. From 111 miles an hour to 129 miles an hour. So that was Bush Jr. and Bill Clinton together jointly. Then Category 4. We went to the extreme with Obama. We went from 130 miles an hour to 156 miles an hour. This was extreme, what was happening during the Obama years, 8 years. And the globalist push, the plan to racial hatred, division, very damaging. But remember, in a hurricane, you always have, when these storms get that big, you have an eye. There's an eye in that storm. The eye of the hurricane was Donald Trump. I began to speak about, give this analogy, I think in 2018. I've always believed this is the case. It's an accurate way to present to this audience the increasing damage to America as a nation, starting with Jimmy Carter, continuing all the way to the present, with Joe Biden, who's not the president. To have mercy on this country, whether you see it from my point of view, I'm not going to request that you accept my view, but I will just give you my view. Donald Trump was the president who brought a calm and to the damage that was being done to this country for his first term, and the eye of the hurricane, breezes were minimal, though in his world, the hurricane continued. The attacks, the ridicule, blatant, evil, satanic, demonic, everything that the senior executive service, all of the agencies, especially intelligence, military, and the Democrat Party, what they did to him, God said it was going to be an eye of the hurricane, that he was going to limit the destruction that was taking place to this country. And Donald Trump was that eye of the hurricane. At the last election, when they kept him, these people, in the, I think still, the Obama, because Barack Obama appointed 7,000 people to office in these agencies, in government, 7,000. This is what was the way where Obama would not rule or run the Trump administration, but he could interfere with it. Strzok, the Mueller, who are still there, they're still Obama people. They are still being given direction by Barack Obama. Wray in the FBI, CIA director, they're still Obama people. They're still to this very day. It's being found out that they are still being given orders by Obama behind the scenes through the Biden administration. It is literally Trump's administration. It's still his administration. He is legally still the president. He's just not behind the Oval, and in the Oval Office behind the desk. But he is still causing conflict within this country, the globalists are still not able to impose their will on the American people in spite of owning the media and in spite of these senior executive service appointees still in power in all of the government agencies, especially intelligence. In spite of that, they still cannot rein in the American people to their wishes because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the eye of the hurricane, but the breezes have begun to increase. Wind speed is increasing, and we're getting ready to go to the second half of this hurricane, in my analogy. The second half, once Donald Trump, and in my notes, I actually put down here that very shortly, Donald Trump's political career is going to end. His political career and the way in which he is continuing to cause, he's playing interference. He keeps moving the goalposts, and the globalists don't like it. They are very upset, and at the same time, because in this country you have Donald Trump and the conservative into people that are still refusing to concede anything, then outside of the country you have Vladimir Putin and Russia. They are continuing to resist America's plan in Ukraine, in Syria, internationally. And America has two battles: the Donald Trump battle at home, Vladimir Putin battle abroad. This is the way it really is. Then to add insult to injury, now you have Xi Jinping. And Xi Jinping is a headache for America, because right now America is going to have to expand and thin out her military forces by sending more military personnel, ships, finances, weapons to the Far East. America is going to be stretched thin. At the same time, we're giving billions, billions, and billions of dollars to fund Ukraine. The European nations can't fund Ukraine. They can't fund it. They don't have the kind of money that we have. They don't print money like we do. They don't dare. So they cannot invest the vast amounts, the tons of dollars, the hundreds of thousands of tons of dollars that we invest. But we do. We continue to invest because we have an agenda. Two agendas: destroy Donald Trump once and for all, destroy Vladimir Putin and Russia once and for all, so that we can go on with our hegemonic New World Order, Luciferian, Illuminati New World Order.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. 2050, extension 116.
The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC. What has happened to this country from the time of Jimmy Carter to the present? We have become the Hotel California, I believe. Donald Trump, the eye of the hurricane. Shortly, Donald Trump will no longer be involved in politics. His time and his political career is going to shortly come to an end. And with this situation presently that we have coming at the end of this year, an election, Ron DeSantis is not qualified. Michelle Obama, no, she's not qualified. Kamala Harris. There are only two people really that I can see that would be qualified to take the helm of this country. Now, you know, because we're in America right now, it's a disaster. We're in an undeclared war with China, with Russia, with the BRICS family of nations, undeclared war almost with Saudi Arabia, the nations of the Middle East. We're at war. We're being destroyed economically. We're at war with spiritual forces that are bringing in what we would consider to be insane, madness with what LGBT, with the whole, all the craziness in this country. And America right now, as a nation, we want the American people and Democrat voters also, they realize that if something doesn't happen soon, all of these corporations, they're going woke. This has to stop. There has to be an end to it. There has to be a change in direction. Only two people, really, that could bring about the change. Donald Trump, and the world already, this country, we already know what Donald Trump would basically do. Then, another individual that many people believe could be the savior, could be the person to calm things down, would be Barack Obama. Couldn't be Michelle, couldn't be DeSantis. DeSantis is the Democrat. DeSantis is the globalist. The Republican people, the voters, are deceived. They hate Trump, so they'll vote for DeSantis. They're falling into the same trap. I don't like Donald Trump. I'm upset with him because of this, because of that. I'm going to vote for DeSantis. Well, you fell into the trap. Even if you vote for Donald Trump, it doesn't matter. Donald Trump, his political career is coming to an end. He literally is at the sunset of his political career. Barack Obama is once again at the dawning of another opportunity for Barack Obama. It's going to be a new dawn for him, because many people believe that he would be the individual that could turn things around. But we look at his record and people will be deceived. 2008, look what happened in the economy with the housing, with the just the disasters that took place through the 8 years of his presidency, which has been hidden. All of the disasters and the evil, what he has done to destroy this country has been hidden. You don't change. You can't change. You cannot change a tree from what it is to something different, to another tree. There's only two people on the horizon, but we have to eliminate Donald Trump. He's the eye of the hurricane. He's the eye of the hurricane. The individual that has increased the destructive winds politically in this country, in Washington, has been the face of the power is Joe Biden. And he keeps falling on his face like he did again yesterday. Like I stated at the end of the program, if he were to go to the DMV to apply for a license, I don't think he could pass, number one, the test. Secondly, he would not pass the driving test. So he would not be issued a driver's license. He cannot take care of himself. He has to be, you know, Jill, his wife, I don't think, you know, you've heard of all the discussions about Joe and the incidents where he's had to be cleaned up in trips abroad and even here in the country. He needs help at night. He needs help to take the medications that he needs. So he's not, he would be, he could not live alone. He and Jill could not, they'd be, she wouldn't put up with it. She has help every day, every night, taking care of her husband. She doesn't do this alone. You think she might be a good wife? No, she has plenty of help. They make sure that he takes the meds morning, lunch, evening, before bed. He's the face of the power that is actually running this country. He's just a stand-in man, that's it. And American people, the American people are waking up. But the second half of the hurricane is going to begin shortly.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
The Tree Farm's Gardener Sale, going on now.
The Tree Farm has been family-owned and cared for since 1980. Now get 25% off all sizes of flowering shrubs, including lilacs, spirea, rose of Sharon, and more. 3-year-old old-fashioned purple or white lilacs, now just $67.46 each. Visit thetreefarm.com. The Gardener Sale at the Tree Farm, going on now.
Come you see. Take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
And the battle is the earth. That's true. Someone, nations, powerful people have been wanting to rule this blue gem since the beginning of time. America has just almost took control of the world. If it, like I had mentioned yesterday and day before yesterday, we see things from a perspective of I like this person, I dislike that person. I love America because I'm an American. I hate Russia because they're communist, which they're not any longer. And they're the enemy because they've always been the enemy. They will never be our friend. And Germany's our enemy in World War II. Then Germany becomes our friend. And Germany has been received back into the international, received once again into the international community. But Russia is being sanctioned. They're attempting to sanction Russia out of existence. Now they're planning, the plan is to destroy Russia, nuke Russia. Russia is a problem for the United States. And like I had read an article, there's been the imperialism of the colonialism of the United States, and then you have Russia, which has been the nation solo that has been fighting America's colonialism. And when we look, if in the future, if we could go 100 years or 50 years into the future, we would look back and we would see things clearly. But here where we sit presently, Russia bad, America good. That kind of our thought pattern, that's just the way we think. But if you can see what even now many in this country, politicians, Janet Yellen, other individuals that write history professors, teachers, they're now beginning to see that America as a nation is in the waning days of existence. The petrodollar is dying, is going to die, is going to end. This is why the push for digital currency, alternate ways and means of exchange. And Russia and the nations are in 100% revolt. They're in revolt. And if you look at the mainstream media, even they are admitting it. Even they are concerned. Lindsey Graham, many of the Republican rhinos, the professional Republicans, are very concerned because they realize America missed the opportunity to control the world, all the world, the whole world, and nothing but the world. America's missed that opportunity because of Russia. And we're going into election. I think personally, I don't know if we go to war, declared war. We have undeclared war again with China, undeclared war with Russia, undeclared war with the family of nations in the BRICS network, undeclared war against the conservative people in this country, internationally. Can we save? Can we turn? Do we have time to politically change things? No. We don't. It's too late. America, we are about to go into the next phase of this hurricane that I speak of. I've been speaking of it since 2018 because I've seen it that way. I see it clearly. Donald Trump stopped the direction that the previous administrations were going in globalism. He stopped it. There was an eye of the eye of the hurricane. An eye, the winds calmed, sun came out, gentle breezes, we were prospering, and then the election was he won the election, but he was refused access to the White House. And the last time I think he was in Washington, D.C., was on January 6th, if I remember correctly. Why? He didn't dare go back. The attempts to the time that he was in office on his life, you don't hear about that. The attempts when he got COVID, I don't think that was accidental. I think that was an attempt on his life. He downplayed it. But the American people, he didn't want the American people to know how powerful these people are. But very shortly, like I say, I emphasize this, Donald Trump's political career is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. There's nothing we can do to put him in office. We can't. Something is going to happen. I'm not sure we're going to have an election. We may have an election, but I don't think it's going to be fair. Something is going to happen.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
So what's going to happen at this coming election, if we have an election? I know that there's going to be a shift in power, but I don't think it's going to be the shift that the American people want. If there's a change, if we have already begun attacking Russia on her own territory, on the east of the Ukraine. There are operations going into the cities along the border. These attacks are not Zelensky. They are not Zelensky. These attacks are not just NATO. These attacks are being led by the New World Order, the globalists in this country, in the West, with England, the United States, the Pilgrim Society out of London and New York. This is another plan to provoke Russia to conflict. And if there is a conflict, and if this escalates in the months to come, which Ukraine is now saying they're going to begin an offensive, where are they going to get the troops? What kind of offensive? It's going to have to be drones, missiles, things of this nature. And the conflict that's going to take place is to provoke Russia into responding, And should there be declared war against Russia, it's going to affect this coming election. It may halt it, seize everything right in place, with the thought that, well, once the conflict is over and we have detente and we have negotiations and we bring about some kind of peace settlement, then we can resume. Uh-uh. The globalists know it's too late. They don't have the time. They cannot allow who we would like to put in office, Trump. And Trump has too much momentum. Like him, dislike him, doesn't matter. He is still a threat to these people. This is why there's a campaign of the media against him again. This is a campaign like no other. We've seen the campaigns through the mainstream media in the past. It's going to be even worse this time. But like I say, Donald Trump's political career, according to the Bible, and I have talked about Donald Trump in the Bible in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle of seven kings, and these seven kings in the administrations, there will be seven kings in the final eight administrations of the United States of America. There's going to be eight final administrations, but there will be only seven kings, seven presidents to fill in those eight administrations. One of those seven presidents will get a second roughly 16-year or another eight-year period. An initial eight and a second eight plus more. So one of those seven is coming back to power. People are hoping Donald Trump. I don't believe it would be Donald Trump. It won't be Jimmy Carter. It won't be Bush Jr. It won't be Clinton. The only two options are Donald Trump, Barack Obama. And like I say, the seventh king in that riddle continues a short space. But the eighth king, which is of the seven kings, it doesn't say that he's limited in spaces. He continues a full term and extra beyond what is legal according to the Constitution. So now I have once again presented to the audience my thoughts, and I felt that because of the coming election, I should probably rehearse what I've presented in the past. May the God of peace be with you through the weekend. I will talk to you next week. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for Olive Tree Ministry.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Are you tired of not seeing politics fix the biggest problems in our country? Tactical Civics has the full spectrum solution to restore this republic and uphold the founder's design. Are you interested in hearing how easy it is to reinstate the people's power through constitutional law enforcement?
Come see us for an introduction to Tactical Civics this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Carbon Valley Library Meeting Room, located at 7 Park Avenue in Firestone, Colorado. Find out more at tacticalcivics.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort.